We are back. The Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. Great segment coming up. John's already got the centerfold out. Going to talk about the hottest new cartridges.
Yeah.
Unfold that, John.
No, you don't want to look. This is a PG show.
Oh,
you
that's
have
right.
It on there, right?
Family show.
Yeah, there you go.
It's brought to you by Tri-County Roofing of Mid-Michigan. These guys know roofs.
Yes, they do. And that's, you know, kind of what I wanted to say. Tri-County Roofing of Mid-Michigan is just outstanding people. They do great work. Year-round roofing, because your roof can fail anytime. And in so many ways, Tri-County will be there to help you. So,
and if you've got if you're a business owner, if it's a commercial roof,
yeah,
you know, they'll come out. They do repairs and inspections. They can do them anytime.
Get you by till weather's better if they need to, or do the best they can for you. But they'll give you an honest appraisal of what you need.
Yes.
And we've had so many tales of people saying, they told me I didn't need a whole roof, that I still got 4 or 5 years, you know.
Yep.
And if you want to wait and save money, you can.
Yeah.
But know that every year the material does go up in price.
Right.
Every year they get like 2 increases in price they have to deal with.
Yeah.
So their prices are only good for so long. But you can reach Tri-County. Get a hold of Tim or the whole crew at 810-732-7740. That's 810-732-7740. Or you can always link to them right from our website, which is thegss.com. You know, we're here every Saturday from 8 till 9 talking guns with you and brought to you by these sponsors. So if you need something, get a hold of them. They'll take care of you. Well, let's talk about cartridges that are new. And a lot of times, you know, I love the used gun market. And I scoured the internet for these calibers that I'm going to talk about in something used, to see if, you know, maybe there's a demo out there to see if you can get a gun at half price or something, or three quarter price, and nothing. Man, it was just barren. It was the desert. Just,
you know, nothing but sagebrush.
Tumbleweeds going through right in front of me. So, but cool new stuff out on the market, and some new ammo that's come out that is, some of it I heard about years ago through my friends at Liberty Turn Components, making special bullets for the prototype ammo, and lots of cool stuff though. So, and a lot of these transformational cartridges that we're going to talk about, like the 22 ARC. ARC stands for Advanced Rifle Cartridge. Cool new things that are developed to enhance your shooting ability with your rifle in a new caliber, so that you're not constantly trying to get better performance out of something that you might not be able to get better performance out of. In the 22 ARC, first one I want to talk about is pretty interesting. It's finally a cartridge in a bullet length at work that can closely match a 22 250 round. So a very high-powered varmint round, or some people even use them for antelope and coyotes hunting for sure. But you can make it work out of an AR-15 platform. So literally taking 62-grain bullets at 3,300 feet per second. Now, when I load hot loads for my 223s and 5.56s, I'm getting 62-grain bullets out at about 3,100 feet per second. So we're getting 200 feet per second more out of it there. But here's the kicker. My most accurate rounds out of my 223 that I shoot, I say 223, I mean 223 and 5.56, is my 78-grain bullets. I like the 78-grain bullets, and I'm getting, I think it's H335 powder. I'm getting 2,750 feet per second out of them. And they're just ridiculously accurate. Same hole every time I pull the trigger almost. So out of a 20-inch good AR. Now, with this 22 ARC, listen to this for you long-range shooters that want that VLD bullet, that very low-drag bullet with a high, good hitting power. The 22 ARC can take a 88-grain bullet going 2,820 feet per second. So that's really cool. That's a good specialized load. Makes me want to try a 22 ARC. And the nice thing about these is you don't necessarily have to buy the whole rifle, although you can. You can just buy the upper and use your AR-15 lower and change the upper. And you have a minimal, you know, you might have $400 to $600 into it. And you can even swap scopes on them and you know, switch scopes if you feel the need to, until you find exactly to what you want. But a great way to work. So this 22 ARC, I'm very interested in it. So we're going to talk more about that one. Now, some other cartridges we're going to talk about a little bit. The 7mm Backcountry came out this year, and it didn't really impress me a whole lot. It's I don't know if it can do more. It's very similar. It's designed to work good with long bullets, but it's an interesting round. I'm just kind of burned out on 7mm, so I'm not real up on it. But it's what I've read so far sounds pretty interesting, but I don't think John will have one. Now, one I do kind of like, it's a 25 Creedmoor. You know, 6.5 Creedmoor is hugely popular. I'm not sure why, but it's a good round, and people seem to love it. And then the 6mm Creedmoor came out, and I like that one because I really like the 243 caliber. But 6.5 is an optimal round. Well, then they came out with the 25 Creedmoor, in which basically outperforms the 257 Roberts, which is an old round, but it's a wonderful wildcat round that people love to get in their guns. Very few people manufacture their rifles with that caliber or in that caliber. Every now and then there'll be a special run from Remington or from Ruger. Used to be Ruger, you could get them in the Model 77s. I don't know if Winchester, I shouldn't say this, but I'm not sure if they ever loaded it from the factory. But it gets wildcatted and put in guns, on guns. But this 25 Creedmoor is designed to shoot the 257 bullet, and it shoots it well. The 257 caliber is another one of those good calibers that can really do the trick. Basically, you got a bullet range from 70 grains to 138 grains with less felt recoil than the 6.5, but it's taking that 70 grain bullet out there at 3,500 feet per second. So that's just blistering fast. And it'll move the 138 grain bullet, which is totally adequate for deer. And this is a 257 caliber. My buddy that shot the elk, Dan, I was talking about a little bit ago, that my buddy shot that elk, he got it with a 257 Roberts, which is not a like a huge rifle, but that's what he got it with.
Well-placed shot.
No kidding. 138-grain bullet out of this 25 Creedmoor is going 3,000 feet per second. That is a freight train. That's a lot of energy. And the BC,
it's the mass times the energy.
Yeah, but that very much so. That's what the ballistic coefficient is. It talks about what the bullet will do at that speed and how much, what's the BC of the bullet. And the better the BC number, the better your knockdown power.
Right.
So like when I deer hunt with my...
A smaller bullet that goes faster can have the same power as a larger bullet that goes slower.
Exactly. Yeah. And so the ballistic coefficient is very important. And that range of bullets is good too. Now, the one that intrigues me kind of the most out of all this is because I'm really getting into suppressed stuff. Okay. Suppressed rounds are fun to shoot. I love the 300 blackout. I love what it can do. I'm very impressed with it. I'm thinking of dropping a couple of the other lines of guns that I have in my inventory and switching over one of them at least to the 338 ARC. The ARC that is very impressive. I like big and slow approach to shooting. Big bullet, little slower, but it hits hard, doesn't kick bad. And like I always like my 444s and my 44 Magnums. I like my 45 ACPs. But now the 338 was always a Winchester Magnum, a 338 Winchester Magnum. And then Ruger came out with a 338 round, and it was nice. But this was a bear killer. It was a beast of a gun, you know. And they hurt like mad when you pull the trigger. My buddy... one of my good friends, who is a police officer now, he's like, I don't even like shooting my rifle because it hurts so bad when you pull the trigger. So he was honest about it. It's not made for that, but suppressed, the 338 caliber bullet that they have put together in the 338 ARC can be just tremendously accurate and hits with a ton of power for suppressed work, for close work with even urban sniping. So like urban snipers could use it. That way it doesn't travel a mile and a half after you pull the trigger. It's more for close work. And like if you're going to, you could daytime coyote hunt with it and go for maybe for headshots. That way you don't tear up too much of the pelt. But because it's a big bullet and it's going to hit hard. But you could easily go pig hunting with it. Which is, you know, hugely popular, and it would be a lot of fun. But suppressed, it's tremendously quiet, so that's another good sign. Getting the 338 through a suppressor is not a big deal. My 46 hybrid suppressor, I'm sure we could get the end cap on it to tighten it up a little bit to make it shoot quietly. But the 338 ARC is one I want to watch. Now, that 22 ARC is can be shot through suppressor as well, but you're going to get it cracked because as of right now, I haven't seen any. I don't think I've seen any subsonic loads for it. It's going to be a hot contender all the time. And anything from the ARCs and the PRCs, when you see ammo, these are new rounds. ARC stands for Advanced Rifle Component Cartridge, and PRC is Precision Rifle Cartridge. These are designed for long range and specialized use. Kind of interesting situation is some of the suppressed rounds that are coming out right now. We talk about some cool new rounds and a bunch of cool stuff suppressed. Getting better performance out of 22 long rifles, which is what a lot of us shoot suppressed. So those 22 long rifles with the new I don't remember the name of it right now, but it's a brand new cartridge coming out in 22s. Super, super good. Supersonic is one thing. Quiet, effective, and suppressed is really cool. That's what I'm going for right now just for fun. So make your choices, get your ammo, and make sure you can afford the ammo for the gun you want to buy.
Yeah, that's
it always helps to be able to afford what you
so
have.
So it's like buying a printer. You know, you'd buy a cheap printer and then the cartridges would be $80 each.
Can't afford the cartridges.
Yeah.
Or buying a race car, but you can't afford race fuel.
Pay attention to all
those
things.
Doesn't do any good.
Hey, we got to take a break. We'll come back. Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1.